This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's calling it a national emergency that should be treated as one, noting the pandemic's killed more Americans than World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel. At the same time, he's trying to manage expectations.
We're going to face setbacks.
Saying it will take months to turn around the mess, and the pandemic will get worse, with deaths perhaps hitting 500,000 next month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The top infectious disease expert in the United States says the Biden administration would be completely open and honest when it spoke to the American people about the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci told a briefing at the White House Thursday that everything relayed to the public would be based on science and evidence.
One of the things that we're going to do is to be completely transparent, open, and honest. If things go wrong, not point fingers, but to correct them. And to make everything we do be based on science and evidence.
Fauci, who also served on former President Trump's coronavirus task force, said the United States remains in a serious state with regard to the pandemic. However, he added that it appears the case numbers might be plateauing in the sense of turning around. Fauci said that he expects current vaccines would be effective against variants of the coronavirus. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two blasts ripped through a busy market in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad, killing and wounding dozens of people Thursday. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The rare suicide bombing hit the Bab al-Sharqi commercial area in central Baghdad. Survivors walked past piles of clothes and shoes on blood-splattered pavements as they took stock of the chaos in the aftermath. The attacks come amid heightened political tensions over planned early elections and a severe economic crisis. No one immediately took responsibility for the attack, but Iraqi military officials said it was the work of the Islamic State group. I'm Karen Chamas.
Five people were killed in a fire at the Serum Institute of India, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, on Thursday. The company said the fire was restricted to a new facility it is constructing to increase the production of COVID-19 vaccines and to ensure it is better prepared for future pandemics. It said the fire did not affect existing facilities making COVID-19 vaccines or a stockpile of around 50 million doses. Thousands of supporters of the Pakistani Islamist party Jamiat Ulema-e-Islam demonstrated against the government on Thursday. The rally in the southern port city of Karachi was held in response to what demonstrators said was the Pakistani government's plans to develop diplomatic relations with Israel, something that is intolerable to millions of people across the country. Angry supporters waved flags and chanted anti-Israeli slogans during the demonstrations. In the recent past, several religious parties, including JUI, have organized rallies and protests against the recognition of Israel by some Muslim countries. Fewer Americans applied for jobless aid last week, but the number remains high. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports 900,000 people filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits, while some 5.1 million Americans continue receiving state jobless aid. Both numbers are lower than the previous week, but are at historically high levels as more workers lose jobs in large part as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Once vaccines become more widely distributed, economists do expect growth to accelerate in the second half of the year as Americans unleash pent-up demand for travel, dining out, and visiting movie theaters and other entertainment venues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.04%, but the S&P up 0.03%, and the NASDAQ adding 0.55%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.